What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the channel. It's your man, Jamil Muhammad. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again to another video. Thank you to all my podcast listeners that listen to me on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc., on many platforms. Thank you for lending me your ear once again. Today's video is going to be paying homage to our brother, Mr. Chadwick Boseman. This is the brother we think of when it comes to Jackie Robinson, or the Black Panther, or just a positive brother that his camera presence, it brings so much joy to everyone that views whatever he's doing, whether it's an interview, whether it's a review of some movie, or his camera presence in the movies that he's played before. So it did affect, from what I've seen on social media, it did affect many of the people that I know very closely. And it's because as a young Black man, as a child, when we think of a Black superhero, many ideas are very scarce. So that's going back to childhood. We had people like Spawn, Static Shock, but the next generation of young Black men, from what I've seen, didn't have too many prominent and just dope superheroes. And he played that role not only in the movie, but his spirit was one that it just helped. You couldn't think a negative thought when you think of this brother, right? When you think of him, all you could think of is leadership, optimism. We think of, what is a better thought that I could think at this time? And I don't know what it is about him, but his presence and his demeanor is just that of a positive person. He was suffering for 4 years with colon cancer. And if you don't know much about colon cancer, then you should know that it does disproportionately affect Black men versus their other counterparts, right? So this type of cancer does affect Black men differently from other individuals. But as he was battling with cancer, very recently he lost a lot of weight, and a lot of his fans were concerned. They were asking him what's going on. He told them, just don't worry. So no matter what he was going through, he still wanted to make sure that everyone felt okay, that everything is going to be all right. And that, I don't even know how to even imagine you going through cancer and then you still holding yourself with integrity, being strong, telling people not to worry. And that just gives you more things to admire. So when we thought he was all right, he was still doing his thing, doing backflips, jumping off cars, whatever he did with the special effects in the movie. He still had a dope camera presence as the Black Panther, right? So we had a hero presence as Black Panther, and he had a hero presence when he was Chadwick Boseman, as we see him as himself, right? So I want to highlight the importance of a strong Black man, an example of a strong Black man in front of the camera, or whenever you think of him. Nobody thinks negatively about this brother, and that is a lesson. That's something that I want to highlight about him. What kind of person do you want to be remembered as, right? You don't want to be a person that's caught up into all these scandals and things, different ways that they try to bring the image of a strong Black man. The way that they try to bring that down, you never want to be part of that. So that's why on this channel, I emphasize self-control, discipline, positivity. What's a better thought that I could think of that will allow me to have a better day? And it seems as though our brother, Mr. Chadwick Boseman, had mastered optimism, positivity, empathy. So he showed strength through his perseverance, and he also showed empathy when he had a situation with two children that were battling with cancer when he was working on a project, and he was just expressing how he felt during that time. So he had a good balance of masculine and then feminine when it was necessary to show it. And I think that's what can keep us alive, because we're living in balance. So when we think of him, we think of positivity. We think of balance, right? We think of, how are my actions and my words impacting other individuals, right? And it's very, in my eyes, it's unfortunate that he's gone so soon, because we do look forward to seeing him speak. We look forward to see him doing his thing when he's acting. And like I said before, I just saw a lot of people on social media expressing how they felt about the transcendence of our brother. So it really led to the thought of, how do you want to be remembered? And 2020 has done a huge number on many individuals. We've lost people from this pandemic. We've lost other celebrities as well. And not to get into that, but just think about every day that you're living. What are you doing every day to make sure that you are remembered for something good? Not only for what seems as good, but what you're actually doing. Are you doing good for other individuals? Are you serving other people? Are you filling in needs when you need to, right? How do you want to be remembered? That thought cannot escape my mind, because as young as he was, at age 43, he did make his transcendence, and it didn't feel good at the moment. But if we could celebrate his life and celebrate the good that he has done, we can then move forward and do things as Chadwick Boseman had done, right? So you can impact children, you impact adults, older individuals, right? When they think of the Black Panther, they don't think anything negative. They think of a leader. They think of a king. They think of a strong Black man in control of his emotions, right? That's what many young Black men want to be remembered as. But when you have a world that promotes the opposite, that promotes the thief, that promotes a rapist, that promotes some grimy individual, when we see something like a strong Black leader and king as he had portrayed in the Black Panther, that gives us hope as young Black men. That gives hope to young Black boys, because they see somebody that they can actually look up to. They're not looking up to, or they shouldn't be looking up to, these rappers that only promote the degradation of women, that only promote murdering their brother. And we don't even have enough wisdom as society to separate the two, to separate, is this just art, or is this what I really should be doing? And you have people out here that are really doing it. So it was refreshing. It was satisfying. People pre-ordering tickets to go see this example of a powerful Black man in front of the camera, right? And we have many individuals, such as Minister Louis Farrakhan, beautiful example of a strong Black man that stands on the liberation of the mind and the flesh of Black people. And even people that aren't even Black have been impacted positively by him as well. So I could list many individuals, but what is being promoted? Not those positive individuals. But what makes me happy at this time is that we can celebrate our brother as he did just transcend. We can celebrate him as one of those positive examples. So let's highlight him. Let's blow up his image. Let's blow up everything, all the positive messages that he put out into the world. Let's spread that, because that's what's going to help change the way that we see other Black people. That's what's going to change the actions of other Black people. When they have that good example, they gravitate to that. You see a strong Black man and you don't have that example, automatically as a child, you gravitate to that, right? So I can't do anything but celebrate our brother, because he was one of the most beautiful examples that we had as Black people, right? Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening to this message. Thank you. It really means a lot. Every listener, every like, every comment, every share. I do appreciate it. so much. Thank you. And please don't forget, if this video does help or inspire you in any way, please go ahead and share it with somebody. If you have not subscribed already, please go ahead and do that. Thank you so much. That's my message for the day. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you all so much for viewing. And I will see you in the next video. Peace.
So that's gonna make my leg feel better? Okay, I won't climb up the tree. Thank you, Aaliyah.
You're welcome.
Tell the people bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.